Just send us here to catch vampire. Obidiah, Obidiah. Just send us here to catch vampire. I have the chalice to light up your fire. When I and I catch them vampire, I and I are go set them afire. High man tried up down a unity lean. See a dreadlocks run him down a rasta man. Swear that if him catch him, him will kill him down. The dreadlocks couldn't catch the rasta man. Obidiah, Obidiah. Jaja sent us here to catch vampire. Obidiah, Obidiah. Jaja sent us here to catch vampire. I have the chalice to light up your fire. When I and I catch them vampire, I and I a go set them afire. Rastaman no catch up a betting shark. A true Rastaman do not gamble. A true Rastaman do not play a card pack. A true Rastaman always humble. Obidiah, Obidiah. Jaja sent us here to catch vampire. Obidiah, Obidiah. Jaja sent us here to catch vampire. I have the chalice to light up your fire. When I and I catch them vampire, I and I a go set them afire. A true Rasta man no fire no land gun. A true Rasta man no true homemade bomb. A true Rasta man in the drink he drunk. A true Rasta man do not gamble. Obidiah, Obidiah. Jaja sent us here to catch vampire. Obidiah, Obidiah. Jaja sent us here to catch vampire. Babylon a mash up the scene and blame in the Rasta man. Babylon a mash up the scene and blaming the Rasta man. Babylon a mash up the scene and blaming the Rasta man.
Children, Phoebe
got it.
I see a couple people online. We are just getting rolling. Obviously, this is not us. This is Lee Scratch Perry.
Application iTunes to activate. Tail application Safari to activate. Tail application Logic Pro to activate. Delay 10.
Yeah. into it. A little ambient music.
Speak.txt of folder, songs of folder, Lunacast of disk, media, until. Hit the down button on the Lucano post video, capture unit to switch inputs. Some name of folder, Lunacast ready, and folder,
message to young people. To people in the age of 25. And certainly to people in the age of 40.
No song has ever penetrated his brain. Then a beautiful narration to shake on the leafy green. Sap leaves crying on the trees. The trees are content to move with the pain. They tell him they run a tumble through space and scramble around the surface of the earth. They say all things are just seeds. And then he comprehends the same riches of the perception. Trees hold their power to rest. Experience the main power the tendrils embrace underground, and the grass between them imperceptibly quivers. The man's souls translate the vibrations into signals which flash up and set off previously inactive mechanisms, allowing him to not so much to decipher, but to remember the language of the trees. I want to know what yardstick you use to differentiate a dream from that which is cynically called reality. Is it the colours, the sounds, the wild improbabilities? Or the unsequenced jumble of occurrences put together as if by some amateur editor? I have dreams where the sky might be sunny pink and the market endless. But somehow you know when it's happening for you. Some kind of shadowy impermanence haunts the dreamscape. And the characters, what are they? They who so passively give up existence after their scene is over. Worse than a dragonfly's window to your eye. These dream folk shakily transform before your eyes. And then they ruthlessly cut out or vanish into fading memory. Do they, on any level wrong, enjoy a time? I know for sure that I'm not the author or the director of some of the book parts and guest stars that slide through my unconscious mind. And I also remember the reluctance of one or two of them to relinquish their hard or objectified souls and movement. I knock down the panels and escape from the dream world into something more tangible, and several days later can be still capable of inspiring genuine feeling. Perhaps this is the object of their existence, their way of evolving from thought to idea to belief. Still, better a life of misery, at least some flesh and blood misery, and a chance of occupation of the dream worlds. The White Plague. Brown-skinned men trudged and hobbled into town today. Malice tattooed their eyes, and they ran to hide as the bells begin to ring. The church was getting hungry, and it swallowed those sinners whole, so I stopped to follow them into the arched wall and through into the hushed chamber. The man next to me was transfixed, and I followed his score of old to see the great apostles clothed in the glory of piety. I could feel their pulses kick as they realized. I crumbled from the front of the air for the air. It was like that time when I felt like my own heart was broken. But the last couple, if I had found another 30 years more, then I could divide those hours into hours and minutes, and then into tiny splinters of time, until I had what looked like the mosaic fracture of incident. Space revealing a passing but totally realized truth. The garden had become a jungle, and the jungle had become a city, and the city had become a prison, and the prisoners were now screaming for their garden back. I wondered why I never heard from my daughter, and then there she was, as pretty as a light,
and probably off to some account for that wintry husband of hers.
I think he was suffering from some great hardship. Then I thought how his hair was so very much like his dress, and how his eyes looked compared to theirs. And yet, come to think of it, he was a quiet type of fellow. I've been down to see him briefly once or twice, and he always seemed reluctant to join in our conversation. Admittedly, the talk usually turned to the great fire, which had swept through his village. But when we talked to both of us, well, I just couldn't focus in. Strange that, isn't it? 5,000 bloody souls, marvelled and exaggerated, sworn in on an iron oath, and they remember every last word.
One small fish dreaming in a
It doesn't even have a name. Anyway, by the look of the gathering crowd, the entire country is about to be overrun by dry rivers.
Grim prophets practicing somber rituals would cease their ministrations as the first droplets pierced their concentration. And they began to argue weeks and months. I searched somewhere in there for the promised ray of hope, but eventually came away with something more subtle and interesting. Yet when I tried to explain it to anyone, I only recognized myself in my drowned eyes. Perhaps it was the bad weather that rocked my bed while I slept, causing me to drift down the road to the next town. I'd been here before, long before when I was a child, pestering our father to take us there to visit their famous.
But we arrived to find only a few strange and sickly creatures sleeping down one end of a filthy cage. Someone had left the door open inside, and I wandered in on my own, attracted by the sound of soft laughter coming from within. It took several minutes to adjust my eyes to the inky light, and it was certainly not what I had expected. Cruelty to a child can only tolerate in its own hands, as only now I can see the senses. Suppose the child responsible for all his actions, then you might as well throw back the ashes from your neighbor's grave and try to drown them as your own. But this was something exquisitely ruthless. There was too much trouble absorbing the rough threat and countering out the attack.
Thank you. Thank you. Sure.